Listener Production.
Hello, it's Angeline Lowther with you. The Rental Affordability Index has been released this morning and it's highlighted the rental crisis, with regional Queensland is now the least affordable regional market nationally. Cities like Brisbane and the Gold Coast aren't much better, with a decline in affordability between 10 and 20% in the past year. Q Shelter Executive Director Fiona Cornelia says the situation is dire.
There are some portraits in the report of a young person, for example, paying over 80% and in some instances in regional Queensland over 90% of their income on rent, which means that their quality of life and well-being are really sacrificed.
Fraser Coast Council recently received 36 responses to calls for feedback on a proposal to allow people to live in a caravan on a yard for up to 6 months. The proposal is aimed at allowing people to help family and friends who can't find rental accommodation. Council will now analyse feedback from the responses for a report to be presented to Council early next year. The Weather Bureau says today and tomorrow are most likely going to be the wettest days this week. Senior meteorologist Miriam Bradbury says it's best to stay up to date with the latest forecasts and warnings via the BOM website or app.
Heavy rain may produce localised flash flooding and river rises. Large hail is also possible.
The Design a Library Card competition has wrapped up on the Fraser Coast and the three winning designs have been decided. Out of a pool of 135 entries, Luca Baker, Harper Mitchell and Matthew Bolton's work will be printed on all Fraser Coast library cards for 2023. Chair of the Arts and Culture Advisory Committee, Councillor David Lewis, says the artworks will be prolific in the community.
Well, Fraser Coast has got a terrific reputation. Across our five libraries, we have something like 41,000 library card holders, which, when you consider our total population is about 110,000, that's a great involvement of the community.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.